Welcome to the Athletes in Action podcast.
We are a sports ministry serving athletes at the University of Missouri.
Join us weekly for conversations about faith and sport.
Well, Zoe is an amazing friend of mine. I just got to know her like truly this past couple months, and her transformation, just growing in God and learning more about Him. It's been so inspiring. Her passion in it and just in life in general is just amazing to see. And I'm just excited for Zoe to speak tonight. So before she does, I just wanted to pray for her real quick. God, thank you so much for bringing Zoe here. Thank you for just your presence, for making yourself known to her, to all of us here tonight. Father, I pray that you may open our hearts, open our minds, allow us to hear your word through Zoe tonight. I pray that you may just, in any bondage that we may have tonight, that you may free us from that bondage through Zoe's words, through what Darren said today. Bless Zoe's knowledge and bless Zoe's word. And I'm just excited to hear her speak tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, yeah, so I'm Zoe. I play on the football team here, or soccer as you guys like to call it. So I grew up in a village called Peace Pottage with my amazing parents and brother, and none of us believed or even thought about God. I didn't know anything. I'd never been to church, never held a Bible, let alone read one. And if I'm honest, I denied any existence, and it didn't matter what anyone told me. I stood firm in my belief until about 4 months ago. If you were to ask anyone about me, they'd probably say that I'm football obsessed. I live it and breathe it, and I put my whole life around it. Looking in from the outside to others, it may have seemed like I had it all, and at times it felt like I did. Like pictures up here, I was playing for Chelsea Ladies, I was on the English national team, and I even had the chance to win a bronze medal at the Under 20 World Cup. I've had some unbelievable experiences, which I'm so grateful for, but despite this, I think I always felt like I was missing something, and I wanted more, but at the time, I thought I could fill it with my successes in football. You know, having that mentality that there's always another thing coming, and the chase of, you know, making the next squad or scoring a goal. And again, at the time, I thought football was the answer because it gave me a feeling that didn't compare to anything else. I always believed, and I was always told, that if I just worked harder, put in more hours and wanted it bad enough, that I could make it happen. So I just kept chasing this elusive dream that I hope it would complete me. So in my search for my purpose, I came to Mizzou. I thought moving 4,000 miles away would give me a clean slate, a chance to prove myself, not just to others, but to me. But then things started to go wrong and some heartbreaks. At the Under 20 World Cup, I was injured. And then my first game back from Mizzou, my sophomore year, I tore my ACL. And all of a sudden, the one thing that could temporarily fill that void was taken away, and I was devastated. I think my injury gave me a chance to stand still, stop, and really think about how I was feeling. I felt like I lost what made me me. Felt like a disappointment, not just to myself, to my coaches, and I felt like my purpose had gone. So I really struggled. I felt like I went from everything to nothing very quickly, and I'd been in a bubble for so long and it had popped, and I didn't understand why, so I was just angry and frustrated. So then, at a similar time to this and just before this, my good friend and former teammate Zoe Tynan, she committed suicide, and it hit me hard, and I think I was just upset because I knew her really well, and she never opened up and never told me how she felt. And I wasn't sure if I was going to share it because it is really sad, and I didn't want this to be sad. But I think it's important to my journey and the lesson it taught me. I think it shows that you can have everything in the world has to offer and still be unhappy, and that everyone's going through something, and that's why it's so important that we talk to each other and we create a community where we feel we can talk to each other. But then everything changed to me when I was unexpectedly introduced to Christ. I took my own advice for once, and I opened up to Mo and Jay about how I was feeling, and Mo suggested I should talk to Nathan. And at the time, I had no idea what they did or what their work was. I remember walking in, sitting down, and seeing a Bible on the table and thinking, oh no, like, what have I got myself into? This could be awkward, because I was positive that my mind could be changed. But after having a very long conversation, or maybe a debate, I'm not sure, I had this overwhelming feeling of peace. And it was weird because nothing in relation to my circumstances had changed. And ironically, at the time, I was just about to be cleared from my injury, so things were going pretty well for me. But I think it showed me, in order to accept God, I had to get my sport back, because still with it back and playing and healthy, I was still missing something. It was kind of like a light had been shone in the darkness. I kind of think of it as standing in a cave, a pitch black cave. And for ages you've been trying to find your way out, and you've come close, but like you've never quite made it. Then all of a sudden, like out of the corner of your eye, you catch a glimpse of light, and instinctively you follow it. You don't really think about like what's around you, what's in front of you, or what could possibly go wrong. You just stay fixated on the light. This is how it described me finding Christ. The cave was my life, and the light was God, and all I had to do was get a glimpse of it, and it was enough for me to find my way out. I don't really just mean this in terms of emotionally, but like my purpose. The cave was like small and restrictive, and I couldn't see clearly, and all that was in the cave was like football, expectations and pressures, but the light led me to the outside with so many new things to find and just a new world to explore. Now, this doesn't always mean that my life's all rainbows and ice creams, and I definitely don't have all the answers. But now I know it's okay, I don't have the answers, because if I had all the answers, then why would I need faith? I still struggle with my identity in football and injuries like every athlete. And sometimes it feels like that light's a million miles away or I'm facing the wrong way in the cave. But that's okay, because I know it's there and that's all I need. It's crazy because I found faith 4 months ago. And sometimes people come up to me and they're like, oh, like what happened? What changed in you? But if I'm honest, I didn't do anything apart from open my heart up to the possibility of there being something greater. And then God did the rest. I think this is the biggest testimony to God, because it shows that it doesn't matter about the past, it just matters about the here and now. He's teaching me to see life through the presence of through the lens of love, hope, and peace. And that just to let go of the pressures and expectations and to trust his plan, even though it might not be football. I trust that his plan is far greater than anything that I could achieve by myself. And now I know he was knocking all along, and all I had to do was crack the door open.
Wow.